We've got a testimony this morning that I just really think you're going to be blessed by. Greg is going to come here in just a moment and share an incredible testimony. If you don't know Greg, he is one of the most amazing men of integrity that I know. And as you'll see his degree of integrity when he begins to give this testimony. And so, Greg, come on, and you do it however you want to. We've talked about it a little bit, but you do it however you want to. Just remember to hold this mic up close to your mouth so all of our folks online can hear, all right?
Good morning, everyone. Here's a kind of an unusual testimony. Back in 1993, Chanel, my daughter, was born, and I was in the military at the time, and I didn't really get a chance to spend a whole lot of time with her. Well, and when she was 11 years old in 1994, we ended up going through the court system, and we took a DNA test, and it said that I wasn't her dad. So from 1994 up until October of this year was a 30-year gap. Now, after conversating with her, you know, the last couple of weeks, last month or so, I realized a lot of things that happened within me that I didn't realize happened. But and also with her, she was back in March, had an episode where she had to go see a therapist, and they really coached her to come and clean, and she come to find out it was from the trauma of losing her dad, me. And so she decided to do the, well, one of her cousins did an ancestry DNA test, and it came back that he was your cousin's son?
It came back that my cousin, that's his aunt, it showed up his aunt on his dad's side. And so I was like, ancestry DNA tells you that? And he was like, yeah, he sent me all the stuff. And I was like, my therapist has been telling me that I need to find out who my dad is because it caused me a lot of trauma. So I took the ancestry DNA test, and when it came back, it said that my dad's nephew was my first cousin on my dad's side. And I was like, well, how can that be? Because 30 years ago, they said he's not my dad. And so I had to reach out to him and ask if he would mind taking another DNA test and that I would pay for it and all of that. And that's what we did.
Come on, man. But see, it was my sister's son. And, you know, I'm trying to figure this thing out here. You know, but anyway, I told her, I said, you know, I'll do anything I can to help you. So, you know, I agreed to do it. And it came back that I was 99.99% the dad, you know. So, and I'm like this, you know, I'm like, okay, we got one say yes, one say no. So let's take a third one. And that's going to be the tiebreaker. And it came back 99.99% I'm the dad. I'm like, okay, fine, that's it. But the thing about it, you know, I said, there's nothing we can do about the past 30 years. And I said, it wasn't your fault, it wasn't mine. I said, the only thing we got to do is just look forward to the future. And it is so amazing, you know, how the flesh try to take over a situation when you start thinking and overthinking. After that, I was like, okay, now I got to get her and Gracie together, you know, to bond them, see how they react. And speaking of Gracie, so I decided to take both of them out to dinner. And we went to Longhorns, my favorite. And in my mind, I'm trying to figure out, okay, now what I'm going to do for an icebreaker, you know, how I'm going to get the conversation started. Well, I told Chanel, I said, I'll come pick you up. You know, we go out to dinner. So I went to the house, got in the car, you know, they just started talking. And I'm like, I didn't have to do anything, you know. And we went out to eat, and conversation never stopped, and found a lot of similarities and things that they had in common. I'm sitting like, wow. So the waiter came and said, you know, you're ready to order? Like, yep. I told Chanel, I said, you go first. She ordered ribeye medium, loaded mashed potatoes with broccoli. I'm like, no way. She like, what? I said, that's exactly what I was going to get. And I'm seriously, and then Gracie told me later on she was going to get that too, but she decided to be different, you know. But, you know, through this process, it just been talking to her since October, and it doesn't seem like 30 years was missed in our life. And I think we came to the conclusion that we put it on the back burner and just picked up where we left off at, you know. And this have been a great Christmas present for me. And I told her, you know, we talked about it. And I told her, I said, you know, even though it was 30 years, I said, but I'm glad it happened at this time in my life, because I'm a different person now than I was 30 years ago. And I really appreciate being a father now than I would have 30 years ago, you know. And it's so amazing that I'm trying to figure out what God already got worked out, you know. And it's just been effortless, and, you know, the whole situation. And then I got me, a mini me, you know. And I do have grandkids, you know, but they say biological grandkids, you know. But they all, you know, Mayola had two kids when we got married, you know, and I love them just like they're my own, you know. And now I got an additional, and my secretary was telling me, because me and her pretty close, she's a Christian, and I was like, I got two more to add to the clan, you know, and everybody want a piece of the pie. And she told me, she said, Greg, you know what? Your arm's big enough to go around all of them. And I was like, wow, you know, but this is the best Christmas present I done had yet, though, you know, to have all of my girls. And believe it or not, and this is the last thing I got to say, believe it or not, these two have been in conversation about how she resembles me. Now they want to see what her kid is going to look like. I said, just hold your horses and take your time. But I really wanted to tell everybody individually when she first came to church, like, this is my daughter. You know, I've really been excited about it. But this is the best thing to do, just tell everybody at one time.
Yeah.
You know, and I told a lot of you guys, you know, about it, but it's been a joyful situation for me.
I got to say something. I am so happy for our union. I am so happy. And then look, not only that, y'all, look what God has done. They even come to church with us.
Come on, man.
She has fallen in here just like she been here all along. It really, really, really feel like we have never missed time. Never missed time. My daughter and my granddaughter, I love y'all just like y'all are my own. And I just thank God for what he has done.
Amen.
And I can't wait to see what he's going to continue to do.
Yeah.
I can't... y'all, and I love y'all too.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all don't go anywhere. Just stay there. So whenever I met Chanel and her daughter, which is their granddaughter, Aubrey, I'm like, you know, my face was like, oh my gosh, like, you didn't need any DNA test right there. Just y'all, you know, this is just such a beautiful story of restoration and reconciliation and healing. And Chanel, mm-hmm.
I believe in therapy. I have a therapist. We have therapists. But I'm telling you, we know the great therapist, the great counselor. And everything in those 30 years that was lost, God is going to speed it up and restore everything. Everything. Yeah. Yes, sir.
One thing. When we took the first test and we was waiting on the results and we was talking, I said, you know, let's not get our hopes up. Let's not try to think ahead of it, you know. Just take it one day at a time, one step at a time, you know. And in the process, she was saying that she had, her mom told her that it was possibly one other person, but she said she prayed about it. And then she did the DNA test. But then we had the conversation about she wanted to find her identity,
Come on.
You know, all the destiny's language, you know, she was just speaking, you know, and I was like, wow, you know. And she said, well, she said, my hope really is that you turn out to be my father. You know, she said, I really want to have a relationship with you. You know, I'm saying, well, let's wait till the test come back. I said, either way out. I said, we can do that. Either way out, you know. And I had a lot of people ask me, said, why did you take that test? And I told them, I said, because it was the right thing to do. You know, and they looked at me like I was crazy, but, I mean, why not?
Man of integrity.
Why not? You know, and it just goes to show you that everybody don't think like you do.
That's right.
You know, and I came to that conclusion. And the way I learned something a long time ago, if you want to do what's right, find out what the world is doing and just do the opposite.
Jesus,
and it's just
Jesus.
That simple, you know. But, I love all my girls, Grant, even this one here.
Yeah.
But it's been a blessing, though, you know, and I never, ever had any second thoughts, never any doubt.
Come on.
It's just like 30 years ago we had contact and then we just picked up where we left off at. I mean, and I've been enjoying.
Whenever I contact you, tell them what you told me about the test. Like, I asked you if you wanted to take it again and you said, I was just looking at the.
Oh, yeah. I still had the results from 1994.
Wow.
And I was looking for something and I came across them like 2 weeks prior.
Come on.
And when she called me, I was like, I just came across. She said, I can't believe you still got that. I'm like, I do. I said, give me a minute. I got to remember where it was at. And I said, God, where did I see this at? He took me right in my garage, into my little briefcase.
Come on,
and
man.
There it was.
Wow.
And I sent her a copy. And it's just mind-blowing.
So, Chanel, I don't know your faith background or history or anything like that, but in our house, we prophesy. We just listen to the Lord as he's giving us direction. And I've just been hearing that you are, all of this is not by accident. It really is a Romans 8:28, that God causes all things to work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And then you said that she had mentioned she wanted to just find her identity. And I don't know if you were talking like, I just want to find my biological roots, my identity, my genealogy. But the Lord says that you are not just going to find your identity in your familial way, but you are truly going to find your identity in who you are. And this connection is part of that. And this next year, you are going to step into your identity, not your genealogy identity.
Spiritual.
That's something that's already happened. But this next year, you're going to find so much more of your identity, your purpose. And this had to happen, and it had to happen at this moment. Holy Spirit just reminds me of when he was announcing his coming, it says, when the fullness of time had come, like there was this right moment. And this is a fullness of time moment for you all. And so if it's okay with you, I want to lay my hands on you, if that's all right. And just bless you, prophesy over you, and break some things off of you.
Come
Is that
on.
Okay?
Yes.
So, church, would you come into agreement with me? And Father God, for Chanel, I thank you, Lord, for working and orchestrating this Holy Spirit. And God, right now, we come into alignment with Romans 8:28, that you are causing all the things that have happened over the last 30 years to come into alignment with your perfect plan, with your perfect will, and that you are causing all kinds of trauma right now in the name of Jesus to bow and submit to your plan. For Lord, you have a plan for her, and it is a plan to prosper her, to give her a hope and a future, to not harm her. And so we break off every traumatic event that has tried to cause a false identity to arise in Chanel. We cause all trauma to cease and desist. We serve papers on it right now. We apply the law, the principles of God to her life. And so anything that has arisen in her life or has thought that it had a false authority over her, things like intimidation or inferiority or a spirit of rejection or an orphan spirit or any other kinds of spirits of false identities to rise over her, to take the place of her true God-given identity. God, we rebuke those. We cast them down in Jesus' name. And that this is the year of complete, not just breakthrough, but it is the year of bursting forth into the newness of who she is, God. There's going to become a time over this next year when the fulfillment of all God has planned for you. He's going to begin to unveil things to you that you didn't even see, but it's going to begin to burst forth new because you didn't even know the possibilities were there because of the trauma and the false identity that the enemy has tried to lie to you and say who you are and to show you that you're rejected and nobody wants you and that you don't have a lineage and that you don't have a future. But all of that has been cursed and set aside right now. And Father God, we thank you for her. We thank you for Chanel. We thank you for Aubrey. We thank you for this reconnection, God. I thank you for this family. I thank you for Gracie and Mayola and I thank you for Greg, God. I thank you for the other sister, Chanel. I thank you, Holy Spirit. What's your daughter's name?
Tracy.
I thank you, Lord, for Amari, that you bring them together, God. And what the enemy sought to destroy 30 years ago and separate, God, today we stand as a testament that, God, you are a God of reconciliation and restoration. Yes. And now, Holy Spirit, we look forward to the fruit that's going to come forth out of it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Aubrey, bless you.
Praise the Lord. Come on, one more time. God, you are amazing. We give you glory, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus.